Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining me at A Time Change. That's right, we decided to slip one on you and bring you in a little bit early for the celebration. You've got your Omi Inca 7 Live coming to you at noontime, 11:30 a.m. And we'd like to welcome you and let you know that this is not our regular scheduled time. We will be back on schedule at 5:30 p.m., starting on tomorrow. And as you know, I initially indicated we'd be celebrating for 1 week, but I have good news. We're going to celebrate throughout the whole year. Since this is a very unusually great time for celebration, lots of things are happening with the Care to Read Room. We are pushing forward in our music pursuit, and just as I told you, everything we do will be centered around music and portraying the music consortium, as well as having a theme and a goal. And our goal and theme at the root and the systemic end of our whole mission is to push forward human rights for all people, not only just for the youth, but for all people, because we started out last year with the concept, well, this year with the concept of restoring peace to Nina Simone, giving her rights back. So we want all people to be endowed with her rights, and we want indifferences to be celebrated. And in celebrating indifferences, we know that family come in all sizes and packages, and we have been led to believe that there's only one nuclear family, a mother, father, child, or possibly two or three children, and that makes up a family. But we want to give you the real news. There are many sizes of family and varieties of family, and most families require similar things, but there are unique things that within our culture that we require. And today, I thought I'd put my priestess hat on, so I'll be wearing my priestess hat today. And it's not very frequently that I wear my priestess hat and act like a priestess in a room, but today I will be. I'll be wearing Yamanjay's Yamanya yellow garment, and I will be acting in a priestess role because it's very rare that I talk about oracle readings. As you know, we did create the Garth Vaden oracles. And the Garth Vaden oracles consist of private things that are in our Akashic record that we discuss. And today is one of those days I'm taking out my Garth Vaden oracles to discuss them with the general public. They have to be discussed, family. They really do. And we're not taking out our dirty laundry and airing it. We're talking about what concerns the family and looking in the oracles to give us direction and give us aim for the year so we know how to govern our families. We have just left the families to themselves. Mothers have gone off to work. Fathers go out the other back door, and nobody's left at home. And we keep talking about that village. Oh, we will take the village to raise the children. You first have to raise up a village so that somebody's at home. Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody's home at the village. We're going to bring some folks home to the village. Mothers now are getting smart. These new baby boomers are going to their boss, and they're saying, hey, look, boss, I got a brand new baby. My husband and I are going in two different directions. Somebody's got to be at home. Groceries are not had. Laundry's not done. There's a ton of work to do when we get home. We're up all night. Can we change these shifts so that somebody will be home in the village so we can begin to start to build the village so therefore the babies can be properly raised? Now, we're going to talk a little bit different, and we're going to talk about communals and Kujichagulia villages in the home. And we're going to talk from a perspective of what families should look like and their blendedness. That's right. You're finding more and more second marriages marrying with children, blending the family. Nobody's talking about how do you handle those blended families. You don't just get married and walk in and say, okay, now we're married. You have got to talk about counseling to bring those blended families together. And you've got to seek a priestess to do the oracle reading so you know exactly what's up ahead. And you know what your destinies are. You know what your trouble spots are. You don't walk into anything blinded. And you get your spiritual draft written and your letter of memorandums like I talked to you about before. These are all necessity things that I have done in my life. Now, I would like to talk to you very candid about oracle readings and what does oracle reading mean. Don't let anyone tell you that homie's reading you some voodoo, some bush, some backwash, or reading you things as a non-Christ-like or antichrist. Do you not know the oracles was read on the day that Jesus came into this earth? So Jesus' mother ordained oracle reading. Oracle readings just give you a direction for your life, show you where you're going, and give you a little head start. And we want to give you a little head start on understanding what it is you need to do with these families because we've got to pull them together. Now, hold tight while we go out and do a little scatting. Now, you scat around in our chat room, and we're inviting those people who would like to come in. I'm not going to ask for anybody to co-host anything anymore. I got the spirit in that room. And the spirit told me he was already taking care of things. All you need to do is just get the people to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. This is our celebration week. I'm inviting those friends of mine, Floyd. Come on in here if you're out there. I'm also calling on Dino Dean. If you're out there, come in later on and listen to us on demand. This is going to be one of the baddest Mamma Jamma shows today. You don't want to miss Omi's oracle readings because I'm in the spirit and I'm going to be doing it up kind of proper like for you to understand how do you use oracle readings, vendor oracle readings for the family. Stay tuned. Here's a little scat for you. we're back. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And that was a little tune done at the Beat Lab over Land and Sea. I hope you're ready for us, and I hope you got your dancing shoes on. We're getting close to Friday in this room, and you know we wanted to do the bembe for you. We've been talking about the bembe and telling you how necessary dance is for the family, not only just for weddings and celebrations and bar mitzvahs, but they should be done on Friday night with the fish fry. You can incorporate that bembe right in there. We'd like to thank you for going all the way with us this season as we begin to celebrate our heritage, understanding who we are as a people, so people can better understand who we are. And they won't have to call us porch monkeys or underprivileged people or lower social economic people, those blacks over there, those non-blotted out African Americans. They won't have to call us out of our name. They can see where we came from and our heritage and know that we had more than just a heritage. We have a culture. And we're practicing it in some of these homes. We're not all asleep. Now, I want to wake some of you up who are still anesthetized. Now, I'm going to jog you, and I'm going to shake you, and I'm going to pull you in some areas that you don't feel comfortable in, and you're going to say, well, why is Omi talking about that? Why is it that when I go in all these rooms and I listen to these brothers and sisters who bring these people in who are their guests, and they're talking about things that are not current and things that they should already have knowledge of, and they're acting brand new, as the youngsters would say it. Don't act brand new. And it takes Fantasia to say it better than anyone. He was acting brand new. I didn't understand what she meant until she said it. And we've got all these so-called hosts and endowed with knowledge, brothers and sisters, acting brand new when somebody comes in their room and they're talking about a subject that's off the cuff. I don't want us to be brand new. I want us to be current and up on things. I know I'm not always current, but I do listen in on radio shows, television shows, and read as much as I can. And I'm asking you to pick up a book and read. That's what this room is about, to talk about literacy, being literate and being well-read. You can take a newspaper article. You can write an article. You can give input. If you look around this web, high-frequency highway, you see my name written everywhere, and I'm writing articles about everything I can give input on. And sometimes I don't always be on the money, but I'm giving my 2 cents. So today I'd like to give you my 2 cents as a priestess, a bona fide, trained priestess by Chief Menehoshi. Now, you're supposed to ask Omi. You're supposed to ask me before I do anything, Omi. Omi! Omi! Who initiated you? Who initiated you? And who brought you into priestess status? And who sanctioned you? You haven't even asked me that yet. That's what all bona fide priests and Baba laws are asked. So they want to know where your source comes from. Well, let me do you justice and introduce myself as a priestess. Ordained. And I was selected and handpicked by Chief Menehoshi Zanu. Kofi Wiley Zanu. This brother sought me out, sent his students to bring me and summoned me to come before his presence and told me that I was mandated to come into priesthood and that he was going to personally train me. And he personally put his hands in my life and trained me. Now, the brother you see me out there with the Born Again African T-shirt on, that was my second teacher, who was Chief Metahochi's assistant. His name was Adiemi, also known as Shabazz, Ronald Shabazz. And Ronald Shabazz, also trained and tutored me, gave me the language, gave me my materials, and we spent 2 years in training, almost 5, because I went back to get orientated. Now, Chief Metahoche Zanu Wali is well known throughout Atlanta, Georgia as the chief of Atlanta, Georgia, and over in Nigeria. So I've been properly initiated by this brother and his assistants. So I have been initiated. I can speak to you, but I want to ask permission from any of my elders that might be out there in the corner. Do I have permission to speak as a priestess as I reside over the oracle readings of these vendor oracles for the family? I see a hand in the back. I thank you. I will go on with the libation. And if you'll stand to your feet, before we start this session, I will pour water to the ground, because we know we pour water to the ground to hollow that space out, to sanction that space, to make it holy, so that if anyone should walk in that space, it has been set aside as being holy. And I showed you the spiritual Florida water in my tapes. If you have not seen my YouTube tapes on how to set your altar up, it's not a full program on how to set it up. It's just an introduction of how mine is laid out. You could take a look at that. And the water that's setting on the piano there is only 3 glasses of water, but I require 7 glasses of water or 9. Those waters of glasses have to be settled, and they must be placed on the top of your head as you dedicate them to your mother spirit, your father spirit, and to God. And you dedicate those glasses of water, and you set that water in temperament. And there's also substance that you can put in the water to ground it. But I won't go into that. That's another teaching. What I'd like to do is have you stand now and meditating in your spirit and allowing the Creator to permeate your body as you allow the ancestors to take hold and to be a part of your communal lifestyle. And as you reconnect with the ancestors, we call on the forces to be and invite them in. We call on the forces of the four cardinal direction, and we ask that they be present and accounted for as we face the east, and we call on the forces from the east, and we pour libation and say libation. And we say Ashe to say, so be it, so let it be done. And we call on the forces from the west as we turn to our back and say Ashe and pour libation. And as we turn to the north and call on the forces from the north and pay pour libations by saying Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. And as we turn to the west and call on, well, we turn to the, the south and call on libations and pour libations to the south and say Ashe, so let it be, so let it be done. We call on our ancestors, first our immediate one. We call on our forces of God, Oladulamare, who is the head of our life, and we give him homage. We call on Yamanye, my mother spirit. We say Ashe. We call on my father spirit, Obatala, and say Ashe. Then we call on our hero, Shekes Diops. And we call on Dr. Carruthers, Ashe. Dr. John Henry Clark, Ashe. Nina Simone, Ashe. Madam C.J. Walker, Ashe. Now we call on Maya Angelou, our dear sister, Ashe. We call on Louis Armstrong, Ashe. And we call on Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. Sweet Coretta King, Ashe. We call on Malcolm X, Ashe. And you can continue to go on down the line of our great heroes and sheroes to let them know that they will not be forgotten and that we will call their name as often as possible and feed them substance so that they will grow strong, and give them fluids and water so that they also will be strong to aid us and assist us. We are about to embark upon a monumental legal case. We are about to stand before the courthouse, and we are about to go and fight for some rights for people. And we're asking the ancestors to go ahead of us, to go to those court doors, and they stand up like the watchmen on the wall. We're asking them to go in the courtroom the courtrooms and pace that room and go ahead of us and begin the preparation work for the work that has to be done. We're calling on the NAACP. May you be strengthened and may you be accounted for and functioning in your full array, and may you be ready to assist in a time of trouble, because our African families are now calling on the forces to do the fighting for them, because we know our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds. And we call the ancestors ahead of time for this monumental fight that must be fought. We're not giving up our homes. We're not walking away from our homes. And we're not bowing down. As me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And we who believe in freedom cannot rest. 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 So you sing that song and mean it in your heart, because there are troubled times up ahead in the struggle. But we have sang songs in our past that have strengthened us. Lord, give us the song to sing that we need to tear down the walls and the fabric of injustice and inhumane, where those who would like to stockpile our property and our home, may you step in and set the record straight that this land is our land. And we call on the ancestors to create those holes that they have dug for us to fall in. May their children's children fall in those holes. And may the damage that they set for us fall back on them. We call on you, ancestors, today to come and pick us up. And I shall fly away from here someday. Come and pick us up like the ancestors flew away one day when they said they weren't going to take it anymore from their overseers. Come and step into these courtrooms and guide the bridal's mouth and guide the tongue of the judge and the juries, that they might intercede on behalf of these homeowners, that they can walk away with dignity in their home and that their most prized possession, they will hold on to it. And I decree it, so let it be done, so let it be, so let it be. In this decree, we call on all the saints today to let them know families are in trouble, homes are in trouble, and this segment was set aside to fight for those homeowners and the families who are standing outside their door looking into their homes from a distance. Thank you for what we're about to do, and I thank you for the ancestors. And I thank you for Chief Metahoti Zanu Wali calling me into the Yoruba teaching, giving me a foundation to lean on that I can reach back and give to the families. We thank you and pay you homage today. We say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, when families get in trouble, we don't get dismayed. We don't get scared. We come together in a huddle. And where warm bodies come together and touching and agreeing, asking anything in the Father's name, it shall be done of them. Where one or two are gathered together, the Most High is always in the midst of them. Well, the Most High is in the midst of us today, and I'm calling families together. Families, when you get in trouble, don't hide with shame. Don't go and separate yourself. That is a time to connect yourself to the community and to a communal setting. Today we've set aside this for the families, and we're talking specifically, particularly about the African-American family who are struggling and who are fighting for their homes. While young hostess are entertaining slave owners who have stockpiled African-Americans' property through illegal forces who have stockpiled their property through false invasions and through misrepresentation of robo-stamping of documents, who have misrepresented themselves through predatory lending. Now they're telling the black men, you can go and stockpile these properties for tax liens. You can go and lay hold on someone else's property. This is a game today, and this is not the way African-Americans get riches. God said you will have riches, and you will, he will add no sorrow to it. This is not the way we get our brother's property and add it to our portfolio. Now we are running a game just like those who are rich. So the families are suffering. The families are broken. The families are in disarray. Not only just the fathers and mothers, but the children whose teeth are on edge because the mothers and fathers have eaten bitter grits. Now, I want to talk to you today, family. This is an urgent call. I had interrupted all the airways to come on this line early to talk to you. There are court dates set in the future that you will see on the air and the television. The media is going to have to try this thing ahead of time. There has been court orders that have been set to free these people's property, to clear all titles over their deeds, and to give the properties back to the rightful owners. The judges have done that, but they've done it in double-minded spirit because on one hand they've done it, and on the other hand they've taken it back. I implore the judges to hear what the spirits have to say if you had a mind to do the right thing. Then I would stick to that decision and not let any form of attorneys or representation change my mind. This is the day of reckoning where the Creator is not waiting until your children get grown to chasing you. He's chasing people right now in the same setting that sin is being committed. And there's being a host of sin being committed right now because people are going in and out of court who don't have the dollars to pay those attorneys. But yet they're standing in the need of prayer, praying that these representatives will not lead them astray. Well, today I want to do an oracle reading for the family. And this oracle reading will address what is going on with the homes and why they are being stockpiled and taken away. Now, the spirits will make intercession for me. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Just as I told you, this was an emergency. And the African art of divination is based on a symbol, a link to natural forces, those that rule the elements. And if you don't know what the elements are, they're water, fire, air, and earth. And the Venda people of Zimbabwe use the animal bones and wooden tablets or flat stones to forecast the future. The forces of nature that the soothsayers called upon, and that's what they used to call them. They call upon the rain, the fire, the wind, and the earth, and those are the elements. And redirection in this, they call upon these to find direction. These are members of the family, the mother, the father, the son, and the daughter. And one of these will bear a message for the family. And as we look at these vineyards, they should bear a message. You have the father, the son, the daughter, and the mother. The father is water, rain, seeds, and the life of force. The mother is fertile earth, the home protection. The mother, the home protection. Put that in your spirit. The son is fire, lightning, and instant passion. The daughter is air, wind, desperate charm. Now, get your four pieces of wood, and I'm going to tell you what you are to do. Four small pieces of wood that are flat like stones or pebbles, or cut out four pieces of cardboard, which is paper, and on each of them, on each about 2 inches square, on one side only, draw the following. Draw the father, which is a staff with two lines above it, draw the sun, which is a triangle. Draw the mother, which is at the end, is a shape of a D. And draw the daughter, which is two waves. Now, those are your mediums that you are going to be using to tell you what is going on in the family. Now, may I remind you again, the father is water, rain, sea, the life forces. The mother is fertile earth, the home, protection. The son is fire, lightning, instant passion. The daughter is wind, desperate charm. Now, if possible, go and sit outside on the ground somewhere. Just go and sit outside somewhere. It's warm out. Put your questions that you want to ask to say it out loud in the universe, or you can say it silently. The next step, take four symbols in your hand. Take all those symbols if they were on cardboard, paper, what have you. Now squat down. Just squat down and concentrate for a minute. Concentrating, thinking on nothing for a few seconds. If you're using wood, tablets, or flat stones, throw any of them, whichever one you have chosen, throw them to the ground. Just throw them to the ground now. If using pieces of cardboard, throw them up in the air because it's a little difficult. You want to throw them up in the air. You might not be doing this just yet. When you throw them to the ground or to the air, now wait, hold up before you touch them. Study the results. Just study it once you've done this. The symbols that are hidden face down are asleep. Don't wake them up. Don't disturb them. Don't touch them. They're asleep. And these that are removed, you remove them there afterwards, not now. Look at the texts that are related to the combination of symbols or the single symbols that are open or faced up. Those that are faced up, those are the ones you want to look at. You want to see if it is the father, the water, rain, sea, the life of force. Is it the mother, the fertile earth, the home, or protection? Is it the son, fire, light, instant passion? Is it the daughter, air, wind, despot, charm? Those that are faced up, those are the ones you're going to read. When you read your four, you take them up and read them, the ones that are faced up. Now, all of them won't be faced up. They're open if they're faced up. Symbols, rain, and wind. Example, this combination, the father and the daughter, those are two that example could be. Now, you find the two and you read them to determine if they're going to speak to you about a passionate thing. The father is, this tablet stands for the rainwater that fertilizes the earth, giving the power of life or creation, strength, power, and riches. It is the presence of a mature, protective, wise man. The mother, the tablet stands for the nurturing, fertile earth and family life and the home. It represents a mature woman or a woman who is expecting a child. The sun, it represents the tablet standing for fire, enthusiasm, warmth, and energy. It represents a young man. The daughter, the tablet stands for air, wind, movement, desperate, but also for charm. It represents a young girl, a young woman, or a child. Now, whichever one of those carvings were open, you will read them. That will tell you direction for your family. And there are many combinations. There could be a combination of the father and the mother, water and earth, the two primordial forces, united and becomes fertilized. They produce energy and offer their expectance of life. The father and the son, water and fire, and the two males' energies are here, combined, generating steam and motivation. They drive you to do a lot, perhaps even too much. The father and the daughter, water and air, combine the powerful energy of the father and the lightness of the teenage girl. The mother and the son, in this combination, the fire and its energy must not burn the earth and exhaust it, and the earth must not suffocate the fire of action. Now, these are just samples. This is giving you a pathway into the oracle reading. I can't begin to teach you everything, and some things I can't teach you as a priestess. These are simple things. Priestess does the oracle reading with the E-Kings who have a mouth that speak. You are not to touch those. They are reserved for the priest and the Baba Law and priestess. So these are some things you can use in your own Kostic records that come from the vendor oracles from the Zimbabwe people. You must know these things as an African. You see why important it is for you to know your heritage. And Caucasian Europeans, you want to know this too, because we're your parents and we're supposed to give you guidance. It helps you for direction for your family. We don't want to hide things anymore from the Africans. We don't want to give them bad names and say they're voodoo bush people and tell them not to touch them and they're antichrist while we secretly go off to learn these things. We want to open these documents up, the ones that are simple enough where you don't have to be trained. But when you're dealing with the E-Kings, they're set aside for special occasion and readings, and you must be ordained and trained to use those. But it's very vital that we should know our families are in trouble, and we need to get solutions for our families. So we need oracle reading. We need direction. We need to know what is going to happen next in a case situation of a litigation case. We need to know how things are going to fan out. If we'll get our property back, will we have to fight? Will we have to stand and deliver? We need to know these things. And all of the stuff that we're doing in this room is irrelevant if we are losing our homes, losing our property, don't know how to keep wealth, and letting wealth slip away from us while people steal from us. I decree this day, on this day, Thursday, that no other person will have the authority or the right to steal property from an innocent victim who is not informed. Even if that person is informed, they will not have the authority to process the paperwork, to get the paperwork through to process another house that has been taken through RoboStat, predatory lending, false lies, and in the window. The rights of those people will be protected. The ancestors said, henceforward, not to worry, that the rights of those people will be taken and everything that was stolen from them on down to punitive damages will be given back into their hand. There will be rewards of money being bestowed upon people who have lost their houses and who are still up under those bridges and who still don't know which way to go. There will be money and checks restored to those people, and those people who are waiting now for their foreclosure will get letters in the mail and say, we refuse to proceed. It's a mute issue. You have your homes back, here's your deed, and we release the mortgages to you. I decree this. And if every one of you in these rooms today will stand up and join me in decreeing this for the families, we will touch and agree. And where all of us are touching and agreeing, the Creator will be in the midst of it, and it will be a done deal. We could change this thing overnight. Do you know the spirits are waiting for you to ask them for what you want? Now go ahead and ask the spirit. If there are any of you out there that are in need of a miracle to get your home back, call me, email me, and I'll touch and agree with you. This is a time and a day of reckoning that we must consult oracles, and we must ask the oracles, what does the spirits have to say? Well, I tell you, the spirits say, enough is enough. Your homes will not be taken if you can only believe, but you have to believe and tap into the energy power, and you will have what you say. But if you're mealy-mouthed, you can't speak up, you don't know how to do pro se, you won't go out and seek an advocate on your behalf, and you're allowing this to happen, and you're laying down, and you can't be a hero for your children will turn their back on you. If you don't stand up for your children to save that house, they will turn your back on you. And this is where we put our prized possession. This is the thing we will put all of our money in. And if you stand and watch all your money go down the drain, how is it that somebody can foreclose on you when they don't have proper documents? Their papers are not in order. They're bringing you bundles of document that is robo-stamped, and they don't have the deed or the debt. You cannot collect on a debt without a deed. That makes it illegal. You're in good standing, even if you did miss a few payments. They first set up predatory lending, overcharge you on these interest rates in the beginning. Now, you need to get organizations that will support you and stand behind them. I don't care that you're not a writer. I don't care if you are slow in tongue. There's people that want to help you. The ancestors are sending them out to you. Start looking for them today. We're talking to families, African-American families, and poor families in general, Jews, Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, Europeans. We're talking to all those who are suffering because they're looking at the poor today. They don't care if you're black or white. They want your property to stockpile it. Now, if we have to go on the news, which I will do, and I will call the news into my home and give them the report and let the media try the case, it's very important that you should understand they cannot fight all of us when we stand together. And we must talk to the media and let the media know what's going on. I wouldn't serve my country overseas. The last person to leave out of the country, assisting my country to come back to this United States of America, to have to struggle on behalf of modifications and lies of short sales. Well, I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm calling on the forces to be, and they're with me now. When they show up, you will see armies around me because they told me they would walk like the watchmen on the wall, and they would stand up, and they would vindicate. You got houses that are up for grabs now, and they're selling them by the bundle so they can stockpile their portfolios while you sleep outside under the porch light. No, we're not having it. We haven't got our reparation yet, and it's still in the making. That land that was given out to all of those rich people that own slaves, that's our land, and we want it back. And if we can't get it back through these foreclosures, we will stand with those who are fighting for their own home. But it's very vital that we as Americans have to stand up for something. We have families, and our families are suffering. They're having to live together. And they're having to pool their resources together. And there's nobody home in the Kujichagulia camp because they're all out working. You go to Europe, they pay mothers to stay home to take care of their children. You get a check for having children. And they encourage you to have more because they know that the communities grow. So why are we in and out of court fighting for the rights to our property? Why are we in and out of court with these lawyers who are falsifying information, building portfolios for these mortgage companies to put them in REO so they can sell them to their family? Property is the most amount you are going to gain for your portfolio. This is how you build wealth and generational wealth.